He thought he would fix the world, then he thought he'd fix the city, then he thought he'd fix his family, and now he's up to fixing himself. Okay. We're going to start again from the two dots. This is Abi Bezen Teitze. And I introduced this yesterday. I'm going to introduce it quickly again today. There are things that are psak, and there are things that are errors. Now, psak can be an error also, but there's different levels of mistake. If I paskin that it's mutter to move an item that's not muktzah, and then I delve into the halakas of muktzah and I find that I made an error, that's a mistake in a psak. I thought it wasn't muktzah, I found out it is muktzah. Bezen thought this was a halakha, this kind of chel of the Torah didn't answer. And then after researching and dealing with it, they said, you know, we made a mistake. It's an error, it's a mistake. But it's a mistake in psak. There are mistakes that are made in fact. You know, the Gemara in Bracha says a story that was very cloudy. And the Eilam went and davened Maitzi Shabbos, Mairev, and it was a few minutes later, the clouds dissipated, and it was sunny. So they had a shayla that they have to daven again. Now, let's say Bezen with a paskin daven Mairev, and then the sun comes out. Not a mistake in psak. It's a factual error. They're not to blame. They're human. They make mistakes. But you can't call that a mistake in psak, because it's based on it's a real thing. It's not a halachic thing. Either it is day or night is a fact. It's not Bezen doesn't decide when it's day or night.
It's factual.
It's a factual error. I'm trying to find the right way to describe it. There are two kinds of facts. There's halachic facts and reality facts. Not that halach is not reality. This is a table and this is a chair. And if Bezen paskins this is a chair and that's a table, that's not a halachic error. They missed the boat.
They had the right concept, because they were conceptually correct, factually.
Correct. And the halachic thing is, they made a mistake in understanding a halacha. It's not something that's blatant in front of them that they made an error. I hope I'm explaining myself. So this is the shaila. So Ziri holds that anything that anybody can look at and say, Bezen blew it, that's a factual error. You don't need a Bezti for Chalev. Mr. Layperson on the street still doesn't know what's Chalev and what's not Chalev. Bezen teaches it to him. And if Bezen says they made a mistake, the guy says, oh, I knew it all along. No, he didn't. It's not blatantly in front of him. It's not a fact. It's not something he can figure out. He has to rely on Bezen to tell him they made the mistake. If it's the sun comes out, you don't need a Bezen to tell you that they blew it. The sun told you they blew it. Therefore, that's a factual error, and that's not called a psak. Based on that, Ziri says, if Mr. Ruvain walks in after an aide came in and said that he was dead, and Bezen told her she can get married, and Ruvain walks in, Mr. Layperson says, you know, Bezen blew it. They blew it. He's alive. Everybody knows he's alive. I don't need Bezen to tell me, oh, we made a mistake, we were mad to her. Everybody knows she made a mistake. Therefore, Ziri says, this is not pater, a person from a carbon. A person who does it because of a psak Bezen, and Bezen paskins an error, can say, I relied on Bezen. A person who relied on Bezen, and Bezen made a factual error, cannot claim, I relied on a psak Bezen. It wasn't a psak, it was an error. Yes. If Bezen paskin. Again, my English vocabulary is not good enough to use the right words. There are two kinds of errors. One that everybody sees it as an error, and one that needs a Bezen to decide it's an error. No, but what I mean, but at the end, they see that Bezen made a big error.
How can the layman know that's Chalev or not now?
That's it. Nobody ever knows if it's Chalev or not, only when Bezen tells them. That's a mistake himself. But when Ruben walks in, I don't need anybody to teach. Bezen doesn't have to get up and say, Ashamda, we made a wrong sock. Everybody knows they were wrong. Reuven's here.
That's not fact.
Look, I'm struggling for a different word.
You can see the guy. You don't have any which one you're shooting for.
You bring a carbon. You don't bring a carbon when you did it because of a psak event. You bring a carbon when it wasn't a psak. You relied on that psak. But if it's a non-psak, then you don't have that fallback. So Ziri says, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that guy does not bring a carbon. So Ziri says, we don't paskel like our Mishnah. The Brisa says you do bring a carbon, and that makes more sense. Everybody sees Bezin's mistake. I don't need Bezin to retract their psak. It was a mistake. The Raya is, every time Dick and Harry knows that Bezin made a mistake. That's not a psak Bezin.
What is she saying?
Rabbi Margaret?
Hold on a second. What do you mean, what is she saying?
She's saying, this is
your husband.
He's here! No. Before we had that thing about
that was because Adam didn't say it's not him. That's a different story. We didn't recognize. Here he walks in. He's here.
We didn't put
it no carbon. There is a carbon, but he didn't rely on that. And Ziri translates it, psak is something you need Bezin to teach you they were wrong. And an error that you don't need Bezin to teach you they're wrong means it wasn't a psak. It was an error, not a psak an error. An error in fact. I don't have the right, there must be English words that I meant.
A blunder.
Okay, blunder.
The
blunder in psak, not a blunder in fact. I know halacha is fact also, but it's a different kind of fact. I don't have the, you know, Rabbi Kesnet taught me one thing. He taught me a lot of things. But one of the things he taught me, the better vocabulary you have, the better you can explain something. Because you find the right word. I don't have the right word to differentiate between fact of halacha and fact of reality. But there is a word that must differentiate the two. And that's what Ziri is saying. Yes.
What is exactly does Bezin do to be?
You got to speak up.
What exactly did Bezin do in terms of allowing her to marry Achid? I mean, did they analyze the information she provides? What exactly was the role in being matter her to marry her Achid Echad?
They tell her, you go do an investigation, and if you're satisfied, you can get married. That's what they tell her.
It's not like they analyzed the data or the information she
There's carried. There's no data. Adam came in and said Reuven died. There is no data.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So because of Iguna, they tell the lady, listen, lady, we're going to break the rules for you. Go out and do your investigation. If you're satisfied, you can rely on the Adam. In walks Reuven. That was wrong. Not the Mazed wrong, but they were wrong. Reuven was alive. The system failed. Zogdiri, it's a failure that's apparent to everybody, and therefore you can't call it a wrong sack. It's a blunder. I'll use Art Scroll's word. Whereas, if in Chalev, you need Bezin to tell you they made the wrong sack, and therefore that's called relying on Bezin's sack. That's called a sack. As a thing that is apparent to everybody is not called a sack, it's called a blunder. Fit it inside. I'm a Ziri lesser lemaslisim with the Tanabe Medrasha. From the Brisa learned in the base Medrash, we don't paskel like a Mishnah. The Tanabe Medrasha, Hairu Bezin Sheshaka Chama, Bezin told people, it's night now. And they said, go do Malacha, it's Maitre Shabbos. Ulu B'tzayim Zarcha, the clouds dissipate, the sun comes out, Ein Zuhay Ra'alutas. The guy cannot say, I relied on Bezin, I did Malacha. True, you lied on Bezin, but it wasn't a psak Bezin, it was a blunder in Bezin. Now Rashi explains the way we figure that out. Hayru Bezin Sheshaka Chama B'Shabbos V'Tir Olatos Malacha Ein Zuhay Ra L'Smachalav V'Lifti Yachat Shasabiyam. That's not called a psak to absolve the individual that followed them. Ayimasu Tzibur Abiyam. If the Roiv Klal Yisrael followed them, Ein Mevi'im Par K'Shar Ha'om Dover. They would not bring the carbon of Bezin. Each one would bring their own carbon. She'ein zehelam davar. This is not called a wrong tzak. Elatos, it's a blunder. K'svurim shebaba ha'ilam davar shleba. They thought something happened that didn't happen. The l'kula ha'megalya, and here's Rashi saying it. Because everybody knows hashtet etos ha'voy. It didn't take Bezin to retract. Fact made them change the fact. The thing. Well, can I be the masnis and tosi? K'svurim shemei. They said he died. And he's here. You don't need Bethel to say, oh no, we blew it. Everybody knows they blew it. There it is, they relied on the witness. And the witness was wrong. But you can't say you relied on a psak Bethel. Psak is when you need Bethel to retract. When you see a blatant error and everybody sees it, that's not a mistaken psak. That's a blunder. Rav Nachman says, nope, it is a psak bezel. It doesn't depend on how we determine bezel's mistake. This was a psak that we can rely on the Ein Echad, and now bezel is saying the psak was wrong, and that she doesn't bring a carbon. This is not like the sun shining, because over here you need a bezel to authorize the relying on the Ein Echad. And therefore it was an authorization of bezel as a psak. We figured out the mistake without them retracting. That doesn't change it. It was still a psak. It's how you look at this story. Is it a blunder or is it a psak?
Would it be Bezin to say, go get married? That's why?
Go get married.
And when Bezin says, you can do malacha?
That's a blunder. Because that's based, let me try to explain. Bezin paskin that we can rely on in Ein Echad. It was a psak Bezin. That we accept Ein Echad. That's Rav Nachman. Whereas the clouds together has nothing to do with a psak bezin. They're just again bezin, but without the authorization of bezin, she can't rely on the Ein Echad. Bezin has to tell her you're allowed to get married. Ziri says any error that everybody can determine means it wasn't the psak. It was just telling you a reality which wasn't a reality. And therefore that's a blunder. And Rav Nachman is saying, this is not just telling you it's dark outside. This is saying how logically you can rely on the aid. You needed a bezin to paskin that. Granted that now we know we don't need bezin to tell us they were wrong. But it was a psak to rely on the aid. Ziri is looking about how we figure out it's wrong. And that determines whether we view it as a psak or a blunder. And Rav Nachman is saying, we look at how the original thing happened. Did you need a psak, or were they just telling you a fact, and the fact was wrong?
The equivalent would be a psak that you only needed 2 stars.
That would be a halachic mistake. And that would be a psak.
That would be a
psak. Exactly.
As opposed to clouds versus weather.
Exactly.
Just observation.
Exactly. Even according to Ziri, that would be a psak. Right.
So what's Bezin's role to begin with? Because one aid came, and she has to go to Bezin.
Absolutely. Because the Raya is, the Mishnah says, if she goes to the Zana, she doesn't have the Ptur. She didn't rely on Bezin. Bezin never told her she's allowed to be Mezana. We'll talk about that later.
What
Bezin is doing, Ziri says, I don't care what Bezin is doing. I care how the mistake came, how we figure it out that it's a mistake. Anything that any lay person can figure out was a blunder. And anything you need a bezin to retract is a psak. And Rav Nachman is saying, I don't look at that. I look at the original thing. The original thing needed a psak bezin. Clouds don't need a psak bezin. Amar Rav Nachman, teida dahirahi. Now, here they're going to go back and forth, trying to determine how to look at this case. So Rav Nachman's trying to prove his point. It's considered an error. Why? The B'chol HaTorah Kulei Ein Echad Lo Mehemen. We usually don't believe in Ein Echad. Welcome, Mehemen. The Ein Echad came into Bezin. We don't usually believe in Ein Echad. We usually would tell an Ein Echad, sorry, this is a Davar Sheberga. You're not believed. Over here, we're believing the Ein Echad. Who gave that power? Where did that come from? Let's just finish. Davar Sheberga, I just tried to take care of that problem. By Davar Sheberga, an Ein Echad never believed. Here comes an Ein Echad. He says the woman's husband died. Why are we believing him? Because Bezin's Paskins believe him. You need a psak of Bezin. Gohaka Mahima, my time Allah Mishim Doi Rahi. Dr. Rashi, Tayyid Doi Rahi, I day Hurrah's Bezin Hidisus. Malayu Talya, it depends on Bezin. Loya Aid, it's not the aid. The Bechar Tayyid Echaloy Mahima, we usually don't trust in aid. Gohaka Mahima, the Tayyid Loy Minasai. The Hey Maminu. The Tayyid doesn't trust him, Bezin is trusting him. Obviously, the Rabbana gave Bezin that right. But Dina Abumayu, and we're following Bezin's sack. I'm a Rabbi Tate in the Tonsu. Rabbi says, I'll show you it's a mistake. Why? I'm sorry, I didn't finish the next Rashi. My timer, Labisham Zayroi, Shahiru Shechel of Hakeva Mutter. The typical case of Psak Bezin is they said a certain kind of Chelov of the stomach is Mutter. The Alaminayu, they made a mistake. The Samachadatayu, and you relied on their decision. Okay, now I'm going to tell you the summer. The Amizay said, Bezin is saying, this woman will be careful before she gets married. But into the Tawbah Rasan. It was a mistake. The Holiday Kumintzva. They paskin based on an assumption that every woman is going to go be investigated. And she didn't. So their psak was a mistake in psak. Zakti Gemara. Amarava Tated the Tawbah. They gave the psak based on the fact that she's going to investigate. They're saying, I'm a rabbi. Tayyid the Tarsu. Rabbi says it's a mistake. Why? He says like this. A blunder. Let's say Bezin with a paskin and a certain chaylev or blood and it's mutter. And then they would have said, no, you know what? We were wrong. It's usher. If they came back with not such a good reason, and said, you know what? They first paskin mutter, then they came back and said it was a mistake, it's usher. They came back and they said, with a non-good reason.
Why are you
writing
that?
Because you're not letting me finish. With a non-good reason, with a half-half reason, they want to go back to their original psak. We would say to them, listen, Bezin, you tried that. It didn't work. Don't go back to that. Listen to what happens here. An Echad walks in and tells her, Ruvain died. Bezin says she can get married. Two Adam come in and say, Ruvain's alive. Bezin says, it's a mistake. Another aide walks in and says, oh, by the way, he died now. Comes in and testifies that Reuven died not when the first aide said he died. For two aide came, one aide came in on January 1st and said Reuven's dead. On February 1st, two aide came in and said Reuven's alive. We tell her, listen, you couldn't get married, your husband's alive. On March 1st, in walks an aide and says, on February 20th, Reuven died. Now, would we accept the Ein Echad? Yes. Why are we accepting the Ein Echad? You accepted an Ein Echad once, and it didn't work. You're going back to that same thing that you made a mistake the first time. The answer is, it's not a psak. It's a fact. And therefore, yes, the second aid can be believed. With a psak, we wouldn't go back and forth like that. We tried something, Bezin saw it didn't work. They wouldn't go and try it again. Here, we tried the Ein Echad, it didn't work, but then an Ein Echad comes in and says he died afterwards. It does work. Why? The answer is, because it's not a psak Bezin to rely on the Ein Echad. It's facts on the ground. So there's no reason not to accept the second aid. If you needed a psak Bezin, and the first time it didn't work, you wouldn't paskin it the second time. You saw it didn't work. Let me try to be even clearer. They came in and they said Reuven died. So Bezin told her, you can get married based on the Ein Echad because you're going to investigate. Then came in too late and said Reuven didn't die. I mean, she blew it. She didn't investigate. She was getting married. She got married. Then another aide comes in now and says Reuven died now. Now, what should Bezen say? We're going to rely on this lady? We did it the first time. The answer is, you don't need a psak here. The aide echad is saying he died is believed. Last aide echad was proven wrong. Fine, that's last aide echad. If you needed a psak, we wouldn't go back and use a psak that we tried and didn't work, use it a second time. Obviously, for this lady, it didn't work. But if you're telling me a fact, it's very possible he was alive then and he's dead now. It's not a psak. It's relying on the aid. And therefore, it's not that something you can say you relied on Bezen. If we were relying on Bezen, Bezen wouldn't do the same thing a second time.
What did the two aides say? He died when?
They say he didn't die.
He did die. He did not die. And we saw him now?
He's not here. The two aides said they saw him now, yes.
I was saying exactly now. Yeah.
After the first aide.
Right. And then so the second aide that comes and says...
He died after the two aides said they saw him.
So that's not in zero with that.
Again, but if
not in zero with that.
No, it's not. That's why we believe him. But if it's a psak, that doesn't just say, listen, we paskin once for this lady, and she didn't do it. She didn't investigate. She was getting married.
But that's because it's contradictory to what the second aid him. That's why. Here it's not because of that.
Again.
The second aid him and the second one aid are fine.
Let me try to explain it again. Bezen Paskin Chalim is Mutter based on a pshat and a pasuk. They came back and said that pshat is wrong and it doesn't hold water and this Chalim is Usher. A week later they come in and they said, you know what, maybe that first shot was right. We would say to Bezen, you can't do this. You tried that first shot. You recognized it's wrong. You can't come back with a maybe it's right. We're not going to rely on that. That's not, you can't retract your second sock based on what you did the first time. Now, an Einachar comes and says Reuven died. Bezen says to her she can get married. Why is Bezen telling her she can get married? Because they're relying on her investigation. That's what they're relying on. She goes, let's say she had Kedushin. Let's not say she got married. We could say she got married. Two Aiden walk in afterwards and say, Reuven never died. So there goes her Kedushin. Reuven's alive. She's not married to the second husband. She obviously didn't investigate well. Now, another aide comes in and says, oh, but Reuven died since then, since the two Aiden came in. Now, should Bezen rely on her investigation? Should they go back and say, you can get married? Or should they say, we got burnt? We used that one. It didn't work here. Now, if it's a psak, they can't go back. But if it's a question of relying on Eid Echad, that's the one we're relying on. It's a different Eid Echad. If we're going to rely on the same system, the system didn't work for this lady. It was proven that it didn't work. You want to go back to your same system that didn't work the first time? In fact, you can't do that. But if it's just relying on a fact, so then it was a blunder, and now it's true. So therefore, Dr. Rava, it's not a psak, because if it were a psak, we wouldn't accept the subsequent aid. We tried that already. It didn't work for this lady. You want to go back to your original psak that didn't work the first time? Because if it's based on psak Bezen, that means Bezen is saying, we're poskening, you can rely on this lady.
It's also a different set of facts. Somebody else has come forward, and now
But she's going to go investigate now. If anything, she better investigate now. She got burnt the first time.
That's when the aide comes and says it, it's because she invested before the 18th.
That's not true.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And that's talking about no.
One aide said he was dead. Two came and said he was alive. Now she's in trouble. Another aide came and said.
No, I don't understand. The regular case of what aide would believe is because she investigated. No.
She, her husband went on a business trip.
Right.
She's sitting at home and watching soap operas. And in walks an aide echad and says to her, I hate to tell you the news, but your husband just died. I was there and he died. So now she just heard about it the first time. She had did no investigation. She had no reason to believe her husband was dead. So she goes to Bez, and Bez says, listen, lady, we know that you understand consequences, and therefore we're going to rely on you, and go ahead and get married if you feel comfortable. Two Adam come in and say, she obviously didn't do a good job. Now an Adam comes and says to her, you know, since then, your husband died. Now, if it's Ipsak Bez would say, we can't do this again with this lady. But if it's a fact, just a reality, we can't, the Ein Echad saying he's dead, so we accept it. If you need their psak, they would say, we tried this psak once. We can't try a psak that failed the first time. But if it's a blunder, it was a blunder then, and then now it's a new set of facts.
It's a new single Ein again.
Exactly.
So what does that have to do with the prior one? In other words...
Exactly, I get it. If you learn it's a psak, that means Bezin's saying, rely on this lady. She blew it.
The second single aid comes.
We still have to rely on the lady.
The first time, what guarantee do we
have? So, yeah, if it's a psak, that's exactly what Bezin would say. That's what Rav is saying. If it's a psak, Bezin would say, we tried this once already. But if it's relying on the Ein Echad, it's a different Ein Echad. Because one lie doesn't mean this guy's lying.
Two Ein Echad comes, is it a psak?
Well, to wait and say a fact. It's both.
As opposed to single aid.
Well, again, single aid is also psak from Bezin in the sense that they tell her she can get married. But the question is, are they telling her to rely on the Ein Echad, or are they telling her, we're paskening that you're going to do a good job? I have no idea. Let's read it inside. I'm a rabbi tated the tarsu. The ilu hayru bezin bechelav ubedam leteira. They would have passed through this mutter. The hada chazu timer liyisura. Then they would have seen something that says it's usher. He hadi rami leteira lemeshkechim alu. They come back with the same thing. We would say no. The ilu hachad asay nechad shavinu. One aid came and was matzrit. Asu trei asarna. He hadi aid asay nechad chlina shavinu la. We're matzrit. My timer lapshin the tarsu. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chazu time betam mubik. We saw a good reason. Chazu l'teir betam she'ena mubik. They try to go back with the same reason that they tried the first time. We don't realize that. Mimashkichem hu. Asu trei v'asru ha'etam borer. Two is clear. Chazu ha'etam echav amra achshav mei shemina lo. My time, why we matter her? La'amish shemina eight kama etayin. The first eight misled us. By basra mehema. But this eight is believed. Nika ma'itzo hirohi. If it was a psak, that Daitan Samchi, we're relying on Bezin who's saying rely on this woman. When we see from the two Adam that it wasn't right to rely on this woman, how can we go back and say do it again? There it is. It's an aid. It's not Bezin. It's the aid. Aid is not a psak. It's just relying on the aid. Aid is a fact. It's a blunder, not a psak.
Why don't you see the score that
that's what we're saying. How can we go back and rely on this woman that wasn't reliable the first time? We told her the first time, you better be very careful. Talk to Gemara by until the Avraham has a son in the Tosu. Rabbi Eliezer the Tana also doesn't view this as a psak. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a Yikuv Adina Sahar. When she gets married by an Ein Echad, let the din pierce the mountain. it's like saying, how does he translate Yikabayim Dinazar? That the law bore through the mountain. And therefore, the Tami Chatashmeina, she has to bring her own carbon. Chatashmeina means a fat chatas. It's like saying a good carbon chatas.
I understand. I don't think around.
She relies on Bezin. She doesn't have to bring a chatas. He's saying she does have to bring a chatas. That means he's saying it's not a psak. If she's relying on a psak Bezin, she doesn't have to bring a carbon. Now, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo did tell us too much about Kamasi carbon. Ella, Yamid Ayroi, but if you're going to say Toyra, I'm a Masi carbon. Why did she bring a carbon? Zuck to Gemara, that's not a proof. Because the Duma Ksav Rabbi Yezzi, Yonka Chasu by Ross Bethan Chayev. There is a man the Yamid that says even if you rely on Bethan, you have to bring your own carbon. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yezzi says she brings her own carbon. Not because he doesn't consider it a psak, but he holds it doesn't make a difference. But the Gemara came by Yikav Adina Sahar. Yikav Adina Sahar is mashma that really we would do one way, but the din bores through the mountain. There's a mountain here, but we're going to go against the mountain. If you hold that a yachid has to bring a carbon regardless, so that's the halacha. It doesn't make a difference. Sak, snake, yachid always brings a carbon. So there's no conflict of interest here that we have to say this wins over that. But if you hold a yachid that doesn't be sak is putter, so now we have a conflict. Is it a psak? Is it a mistake? So Rabbi Eliezer, the din bores through the mountain. It's not a psak. It's a mistake. If it doesn't make a difference, if you hold Rabbi Eliezer, hold you always bring a carbon, so there's no other side. Why does he have to say bore through the mountain? Bore through the mountain is, there's an opposition here, but we're going through the opposition. What's the opposition? If you hold that every time a person relies on Bezin, they bring their own carbon anyway. So no matter what it is, you bring your own carbon. So what opposition is there that you have to say Yikav Adin Esahar? If the psak she doesn't bring a carbon, and if it's a blunder she does bring a carbon, we can look at it two ways. Rabbi Yehuda said, let the din bore through the mountain. Zuck Trashi. Yikav Adin Esahar. Benitzes Abhi Bezalur Amina Abhi Bezalur Miftura. We don't say it's a psak. We go by the depth, I mean the tu'usu, the aid samuch, it's the aid, the tabi chata shemena. In came by Yaakov, with the tani haki mashma, the iloi ma'inam bashaper, if we wouldn't have checked it out well, the fum riyata, going along the regular way, have a patula. Yikav adin means we have to make a decision here, to go against the opposition. That means there was an opposition. Now, let me rephrase what I did. I don't want to confuse people, but I think it'll help us understand it better. When an Eid Acher comes into Bezin and says, roommate died, what is Bezin doing? Facilitating the Eid Acher or poskening their psak? Eid Acher said, roommate died. Bezin turns to the lady and says, you can get married based on the fact you're going to do your investigation. Now, two ways to look at that. It's Bezin saying, Rabbi Sai, we believe the Eid Acher. So Bezin's not poskening anything. The Eid Echad told it to us. Bezin is facilitating that the Eid Echad is believed. Or is it, Eid Echad is not believed. Bezin saying, we are going to paskin that this lady is going to do her due diligence, and therefore, together with the Eid Echad, we will believe them.
More of a ruling of Bezin.
Is it a ruling of Bezin or Bezin facilitating the witness? Which one is it?
And the ruling is simply that we can rely on a witness.
That's not a ruling. That is the Eid
Echad.
Don't think about that.
It's going to ruin their own Eid.
Yes. The Mishnah says later on a woman can come in and say, my husband died, and we believe her. Yes. Yes, she's believed.
That has nothing to do with
Same thing. She has to come to Bezin.
That's the heter for her being a single.
It's no difference whether it's an other maid or the woman herself.
It's not equal to two
aiders.
It's not the same thing as
a woman. Again. What difference does it make if it's a wife or a different woman or a different one aid?
No, I'm asking if it's
different than Duedim.
Well, is 1A different than Duedim?
Yes, that's the Rabbanim came over.
So, with the woman coming in, it's the same thing. Yeah.
You said that he came from a ship son and a...
Yeah, I'm the same.
But 1-8 helps by a sota also, right?
Only because there's a basis that if she was warned in front of 2-8 not to go alone with the person in a room, and 2-8 saw her going alone in a room. If 1-8 testifies that they were Mizana, based on the fact that we have a background basis, we believe the 1-8. But it's based, it's not really, it's because of the previous history. Yes, to a certain extent, they're comparable. So that's biblical there, and this is rabbinic. Absolutely. Well, she got a straw. She needs 2-8 that she got a straw. She gets usher to her husband, she loses her ksuba. I rule Bethlehem Linasek. Bethlehem Paskin, she can get married. The Mishnah, this is going back to the Mishnah. Bethlehem Paskin, she can get married, and she went and she was Mizana. So the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, it doesn't say Mizana. I translated it that way in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to have an argument. She went and blew it. That's what it says. The Kilkala, she messed up. She didn't get married, she messed up. She's Chayiv a Karban. Because she can't say, Bethlehem told me I could do this. Bethlehem never told her she could do this. Bethlehem told her she can get married. Bethlehem never told her she can be Makalkal, whatever Kilkala means. Zuck the Gemara, my Kilkala. What did this woman do that we're saying she has to bring her own carbon? Even if you learn that a regular Ein Echad doesn't bring a carbon, that it's a psak. But if she's Kilkala, she brings a carbon. What is Kilkala? Rabbi Eliezer Reimer Zinsa. She went and had an out-of-wedlock relationship. Bethlehem said she can get married. Bethlehem never told her she can go around and mess around. And if she messes around, she can't say, Bethlehem told me I can do that. Bethlehem never told her she can do that. She married an illegal but valid marriage. Bethlehem never allowed her to marry this man. This is not the Pesach Bethlehem. And therefore she cannot say, I relied on Bethlehem. So the Gemara, Mandam is Zinsa, Koshkin Amon Lekayin Gadol. The one that says if she had an out of wedlock relationship, she cannot say she relied on Bethlehem. For sure, if she married illegally, she can't say she relied on Bethlehem. The Mandam Amon Lekayin Gadol, Avos Zinsa Lai. But the one that says if she had an illegal marriage, if she's Mizana, she can claim she relied on Bethlehem. My time up. The Amra, she can say, Atin Hu, the Shavisinu Pnuya. You told me I can get married, which means I'm a free lady. Free ladies can be Mizana, meaning they don't have the restriction of Znus upon them. Whereas an illegal marriage is definitely not, they never allowed illegality. Here, they said you can get married. Automatically, by saying you can get married, they are saying that she can. If she has an out-of-wedlock relationship, she's not an Eishes Ish. So she is relying on the Pesach Bethlehem. Whereas an illegal marriage is definitely not in the what Bethlehem wants to happen. Bethlehem doesn't want an out-of-wedlock relationship to happen either. What? Okay, so I saw a swara in this. I don't remember it, so I want to look it up. I saw it tomorrow.
What's
the love for creation? Some learn it's a lob, some learn it's not even a lob. So if you learn it's not a lob, the differences are open. One is biblically prohibited and one is not. That's not true. Not if she was Matana with a kosher Jew. Yeah. She's not a fit for kuna. That's because she's a bula. I saw a swara, because they asked, if you learn that it's biblically not prohibited, the chilek is clear. being Mizana is not violating biblical law. Marrying a Kohen Gadol is violating biblical law. But the Rambam holds that it is biblically prohibited. Right? So the answer is as follows. If when they said she can get married, let's say she was Mizana with Yehuda. When they said she could get married, she could get married to Yehuda. This man she was Mizana with, she could get married to, was a Pesach Bezin. Bezin told the lady, you're allowed to get married. She went to Yehuda, and she had an out-of-wedlock relationship with him. Right? Now, she could have married Yehuda. The man she had the relationship with, she's not prohibited to. She just did it the wrong way. The Kayin Gadol, the Kayin with the Grusha, or the Amana L'Kayin Gadol, could never have married this man. He was not included in the Heter Bezin. It was like Bezin gives a psak that applies to certain people. He's not one of those people that were included in the psak Bezin. The one she had the out-of-wedlock relationship with is a guy she could have married. So when Bezin said you can get married, he was included in the people she could get married to. That's what the Achleitim say the difference is.
Is that
your
rice or
your bone? It's not like it's
Rishayna.
Yes. That means he was included in Bezin's heter. When Bezin said you can get married, she could have gotten married to Yehuda. It was not an illegal relationship. She could have had a legal relationship with Yehuda.
Therefore,
when she had the illegal relationship, she could say, you told me I could marry him. So I had a relationship with him. He was included in your heter. Whereas the Amon of the Kohen Gadol could never have married him. He was never included in the heter of Beth.
Rambam says that the right woman, she does on her own. When is the Yisr law of being a Penuya?
Most Rishayim, she violated rabbinic law. The Rambam holds you violate a law.
Okay, and the one way that is deleted is...
No. It's not deleted. She violated a law.
So, would the Haraz Bezin allow that?
No, it doesn't allow it.
No. The Haraz Bezin will make it that she wants to bring
it. She relied on Bezin.
She wanted to call
him. Right, because she relied on Bezin's stock. Bezin told her she can marry Yehuda, so she had a relationship with Yehuda. This Mount Yamar holds, that's relying on Bezin's stock. I was allowed to marry him, so I can't. So I did a lot, but I was allowed to marry him. He's a man I was allowed to marry. He's included in the heter of Bezin to marry him. Once he's included in the heter of Bezin to marry him, I relied on Bezin.
To marry him?
No, I didn't do that.
But
that's the Machoik.
That's a psak.
Psak
to marry him.
That's the machloikus in the Gemara. One Monday Yomar says exactly like you. That said you can marry him. They never said you can add a vow to a wedlock. Therefore, she brings her own carbon.
Right.
The other Monday Yomar says, any man included in the heter of marriage means to him she's a single woman. And therefore, to him, she's a single woman. So she's even if she did an Isser, but she did it because Bezin said to him, you're a single woman. So she relied on Bezin's stock. Whereas to the Amana, Bezin never said she could marry the guy. And therefore, he was never included in that psak. Dr. Gemara by Titania Kavasid Rav Yechanan. Haru Bezin li nasib ochem a kilkalo. Kigan. Amana l'kayin gan. Rushim halutu l'kayin hajit. Chayevet v'karben akal biya biya. This is a new statement. This is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that any time a woman is mizana multiple times, each nut gets its own carbon. Chamimimim, carbon agon alakol. Come and say, one man, one lady, no matter how many times they live together, it's one carbon. A woman is mizana, b'shaygig, with a man. She's chaybekrisis. B'shaygig, she's mizana with a man. She thought it was legal. She had a relationship with a chaybekrisis. And then she lived with him 10 times. Now she finds out she was wrong. How many korbanos does she bring? Rabbi Eliezer says, each act is its own carbon, Rabbi Lazar says. And the Chachamim say, one man, one woman, one carbon. She had a relationship with five different people. They're different people. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm called Bia, I'm sorry. We did that right. They weren't matter. Since she didn't find out, it's like eating two kzeisim of chaylev in one shot. If a person eats two kzeisim of chaylev, he brings one carbon. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says a relationship is considered every act is different. The Chachamim say it's one man, one woman, one carbon. Many men, one woman, many carbon. Or many men, one man, many woman, one carbon.
Let's
look at
the Mishnah. Why would I think that
Hetzer Beis Din doesn't bring a carbon from Amanul Kain Gadol to Lav? She brings a carbon from she lived as an Eishes Ish. Bezos told her she didn't get married.
So she's being covered even on the
only on. There's no carbon for Amon of the Kayan Gadol.
Even Shogi?
It's not a Karis. Carbon only comes for Karis. The guy eats Nevela, Bishaygig, he doesn't bring a carbon. He eats Chelov, Bishaygig, he brings a carbon. The difference is Chelev is Karis, Nevela is Alav. Guy's Machal Shabbos Bishaygig, he brings a carbon. Guy's Machal Yom Tov Bishaygig, he doesn't bring a carbon. Shabbos is Karis, Yom Tov is Alav.
How do you get Kapara on Alav?
How do we get Kapara on anything? Tshuva, Yom Kippur. Because she didn't rely on Beth.
What?
If she married anybody, she did Aishas Ish. But the difference is, once she relied on Beth, this wasn't included in the Heter Beth. She cannot say, I'm parted from a carpet. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, we're on the phone.
That's